This is Due by Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Alex Cox and Merlin Mann. This week's challenge, get back on the horse.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I put you in the corner in the meeting room. I apologize. Oh, that's right. You don't use Zoom. You don't know what that means. Never mind.
No, I accept your apology. Also, what? Did you put me in the corner or did I just like find my way into the corner? Because it feels like that's kind of the point of Zoom is like Zoom, it's like a recalcitrant child who wants to keep playing hide and seek well into the night. And you're like, you know, you probably should have gone to bed a long time ago. And they're like, and first you have to find me. Yeah, I might not be home. I might be in the clown van.
Oh, I don't like it.
Tyler.
Go into the clown box.
Tyler. Oh, look, he gave you a hand-drawn maze.
I miss that show. Yeah. How are you, Merlin Man? Is this the show?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm fine. No, I mean, it's, you know, I'm just, life has really, it's really worn the grooves off all of my gears. I feel permanently. What's that? Remember, I said yes. Of course, you remember. You have a great memory. Remember me saying that the 2-hour time difference is worse than a 3-hour time difference in some ways. That's I don't know. There's just certain things in life that you know how odd numbers. I actually find kind of pleasing. I like odd numbers better than even numbers. Even numbers seem like a lie to me. But you know how like there's things in life where like. I don't know how to describe it. I think John Roderick described this once or six times as how he like really his body wants it to be like a 26 or 28 hour day, something like that. Which
yes.
sounds silly because he's like, I wish I had more hours for all of my things. I want to finish my scrapbook. But it's really more like, no. I would give anything in the world. It's like your people, right? It'd be so much easier just to be, I don't know, something typical. It's not a choice one makes in life to have the tough path.
I'm the one who hit my head. What's happening?
You got me wrong, Mike. I'm the hunted one. What I'm trying to say is what I want is that my soul, like in the same way that John's Weltanschauung wishes that the day were more than 24 hours, why does he wish that? Well, yes, he'd like to get more things done. But I think part of what he's saying, if you really listen, is that John's saying, no, my life is on that cycle. And I am, and to spoil the ending here, like, I think there are times in life where there are, how do you put this? It's another one of those things that's difficult to talk about because it sounds like one's really high. But like the shape of the year, you know, John thinks a year is shaped like a hand. I think a week goes from right to left. John thinks a day should be 28 hours. I think we all have these little secret things that if we, challenge. It's kind of like secret weird things people do, but it's really much more like, improbable things people think and don't realize they think. I feel when I start feeling like a little bit behind, I often feel like something has happened and I didn't adjust my clocks and I don't know how many hours capture the spirit of this. Maybe I'm like, like 110 minutes behind all the time.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
I don't even get the dignity of easy math, which is a great Guided by Voices EP.
I'll put it in a challenge doc right now. I would love to,
is that an I statement or an a me statement?
This isn't.
Would you like to tell me about your favorite VPN?
I think it'd be interesting as a challenge for
is this
myself.
The show?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably the show. It's not going to get any better. Yeah,
it's no.
We keep trying week after week.
It's
we keep
all downhill from here, which was a good. This would have been funny if I knew the band. A good Newfound Glory album. The Catalyst. Anyway,
is there any chance in the last week or two you've hit your head? Your texts have gotten a lot longer. I don't know if this is related, but you've started sending me the longest text you've ever sent me. And I'm wondering if you're something like your hypothalamus broke or something.
Of course. according to, well, hi, Merlin.
Alex, have you ever had feelings like that, that there's something, the way that I used to put this, and it sounds like I'm trying to be cute or clever, and I'm not, but through my, I'd say adult life, but from my like post-high school life, I've always felt like there's a manual everybody got that I didn't get. And not that that makes me like an outcast or something, but I always feel like in the same way, like it's on, you know, like on Gilded Age or Downton Abbey, where like you don't know which one's the oyster fork and which one you got to put your oyster fork back on your spoon, and then that goes diagonally, and you move the other boy's coat down to your peg, and there's all that stuff. You're like, did I have the flu the day that everybody learned this thing? And I feel like there's stuff about my soul that's like that too. I didn't get the soul manual.
The manual soup for the soul. I have always felt like that, not at any particular time, just always and forever.
And just to clarify, it doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, big bad world trying to harsh my mellow. It's just more like, you know, okay, like for example, like the first time you ever get onto us, like, okay, you've been to Chicago. When you go, when you're going through terminals, it's true in Atlanta, it's definitely true in that beautiful United terminal. No, I actually really do like the little ride. But there's like the first time you ever ride on one of those moving sidewalks, you're like, hey, you know, hey, free walking. And then everybody else is like, could you please move to the right? Because people who need to catch a flight are on the left. And like, you're the only person in the entire Chicagoland area who does not know that the gawkers and standers go to the right and walkies go to the left, right? Where it's like you can recover from that, and people aren't doing that to be mean, but it's nice to know that. It's nice to know you don't just go like walking into a Japanese family's house with like poopy shoes on. You know, those kinds of things. Whether it's mores or time or things like that, I just sometimes feel like I'm perpetually behind. Always have.
Yeah, that's...
I'm that self-involved, Alex. I could actually think that there's... It's not like it's a conspiracy or something, but it's just like the cumulative, like, you know, slings and arrows. You know, you're just like, fuck. I twisted my ankle sleeping last week. It still hurts.
What? Wait.
No, it happens. It happens. Don't worry about that. Point being, like, I've got all this... Today should be a happy day. Like, let's not bicker and argue about who killed who. But, like, I got some cool stuff coming today. But, like, I've got to deal with it. And, like, our car got hit. So, like, in the middle of the night. No, it's all right. It'll be fine. It's just a car. But the car got hit. And we've been, for 2 weeks, we've been dealing with the insurance company and the place that will theoretically fix it. And it starts to feel like this thing where it's, like, slow motion shit Jenga. Nothing's terribly wrong. Nothing's unrecoverable. I recorded later than usual last night. I went to sleep. I got up. Oh, I had a dream about, I watched that terrible Uber show. I caught up on that last night. And I had a dream about Travis Kakanenik. And except, of course, it was played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt Biden in my dream as well. And it involved something. It might have been something from that sand game that the Syracuse likes, but there's something where I had to get some flags
sand
and put them
game?
Into the right.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not Destiny, it's the other
Journey.
One.
Yes.
Journey's a band from LA. They say they're from San Francisco. Mm. You know about that, right? You know that song Lights? When the lights go down in the city. You know that, right?
Yeah, didn't know it was a Journey song, but the...
Journey had a song in their, not early days, because Steve Perry sang it, so that would place it for circa 78. And there's a song that's, when the lights go down in the city. And then the song goes, and the sun shines on the bay. Right?
Oh, is that fake news?
The sun does shine on the bay. I mean, like, but that's not really what we're known for here. Maybe it would help if you knew that he changed the lyrics to that. Because the original lyric is, and the sun shines on LA.
Oh, fuck.
Think about that for a sec. Doesn't that make a little bit more sense?
That feels... I don't know why it feels gross.
No, I mean, that's like having somebody living, maybe somebody you actually still cohabitate with, like having the tattoo of their name change to the name of another person. And they're like, hey, didn't that used to say Sally? Yeah, it did. Now it says Sassy. her real name is Tiffany, but anyway.
JT Leroy.
Oh, Leroy Jenkins is the joke.
I've been mostly off of the internet for like a week because It's a very boring story.
Oh, shit.
Story.
This is supposed to be the start over episode. I fucked up. We're starting over.
No, it's
over.
Not a start. We're not starting over.
That's why I said get back on the horse, because we got 2 weeks of not being around. We got to talk to the people about. We got to go start distributing all the puzzles.
Welcome to Do By Friday. Mm. Last Thursday, I was previously on a morning on walk. Previously on Do By Friday.
That would be funny. That would be funny if we did that.
But... Now would it? Now it? Yeah, it would. Now it's happening. Previously on Do By Friday, I was taking a walk around the park. I'm trying to do morning walk. Well, I was trying to do morning walks because it feels wholesome, right?
They're so fat when they take a walk around the park.
reference to jokes manuals that I did not get.
Oh, sorry, Meat Moop. No, it's a version of Yo Mama. Your mama so. I'm sorry. I don't want to speak in the vernacular. Your mother is so obese that when your mother sits around the house, she literally sits around the house. Is a thing you say to insult somebody's mother, regardless, without regard to their obesity. You know, it's like Franklin said. You know, make fun of someone's mother every day. If you don't know what it's for, they will.
See, when you said mother that sits around the house, what I picture is Jake the dog from Adventure Time. Aww. Just stretching himself out around the house. Maybe I have become more wholesome in the past week.
I like when he wants to be a mailman.
Oh, I like when he...
He's so cute. You know what I love? I also love his little family. Don't you love his little family in the hat and everything? Oh,
man. If
That's a good show.
It's a very good show. The previously
anyway, in the
I'm
world
not allowed
today,
to have nostalgia takes everything for a you children got. Show. No,
in the bank.
No.
Mute. And the show is beginning.
Last week, I went on an early morning walk, and by early morning, I do mean 7 a.m., which, you know, to some people is like the afternoon, and other people, it's, for me, it's like really early, and I'm proud of myself now for getting up at 6 a.m. But yeah, time dilation. So some people are like, wow, it takes you that long to get out for a walk. Other people are like, oh God, that's so early. You're walking alone in a park at 7 a.m. Yes, I was. And because there's literally no one in this park at 7 a.m. So I just slipped.
Alex was walking Lord Sheldon, dropped their breakfast burrito into the creek. That's the problem with Ramsey Park.
No, God.
Anyway.
I was.
Can I just say one thing real quick that you can cut out? Can I say this real quick? We haven't had a show out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And the reason is that we kind of skipped a week because of schedule-y things. And then last week we had a terrible cock up on my end, which I think I know what happened, and I can explain what happened if it would interest you or the listeners who didn't know what that something happened. Flash forward, it's 7 a.m. Central. I love when people say stuff like Central Standard Daylight Time. They just keep saying words. 7 a.m. Central Time. Ooh, it's a brisk Chicago day. And Alexandra is taking their life in their own hands by walking in Ramset Park. What happened? We on a scooter? We on a scooter, Alex?
No, it's not a scooter.
Were you playing Pokemon Go, Alex?
Okay. Yeah, I believe it was, God, what was it, Monday, where you're like, hey, we should let people know that the show won't be out. And I said, I agree, I can't record today because I need to go for a follow-up to make sure that what did I say? Like, make sure I still don't have a concussion.
You played it off legit in a way that was very funny from an Alex standpoint. It was like, I think, it's not this, but like this. You said something like, I need to go make sure that my concussion isn't as bad as we hope or something. You're like, I might be slightly concussed, but by the way, I haven't told my spouse. I know that feeling. Yeah.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
I'm the mayor of shame. I have a sash that was made for me that I just wear all the time.
Welcome to Do By Friday. We haven't been here for 2 weeks, and man, the reason is Merlin was celebrating Jubilee, and then Jubilee is great. And
we got a little Acura doll. It's that lady with the eye patch from Evangeline. What's her name? I think her name's Acura. Yeah, we got a really nice doll in Japantown. Doll in Japantown also very much sounds like a Guided by Voices EP.
It does. So it's Akira, not Akira.
No. Or Acura, which I thought was even funnier.
Oh.
That would be an upper middle class car. We're starting over. Alex, what happened last Thursday at 7 a.m.?
I was going to say, this sounds like a diet supplement. Last week there was a fun, I would say
Michael
like
Pollan.
A...
Boo, boo,
boo.
Boo.
You know what? I know that you disliked Michael Pollan before it was cool. Mm-hmm. I hated Joe Rogan before it was cool. Like a pure fire, like, you go back early in our show.
He was on Third Rock. He was on News Radio, right? Was that what he was on?
I forget.
I think I know him mainly from TV. I keep confusing him with the guys from, totally erroneously confusing him with the guys, the Girls with Boobs on Trampolines show. But I think that's Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes. The Man Show.
The Man Show. Totally different looks. Okay.
People forget about The Man Show. And I'm still like, guys, that was really gross. Even for...
Memory serves, the dancers, who the women on the trampolines were called Juggies, if memory serves.
I was like, at least
I think they were called Juggies. You can look it up, but I'm pretty sure they're called Juggies.
I have lost the Merlin guidebook. Real? I'm looking up Juggies.
You should have gotten the PDF when you had a chance.
God, it's true. It's
what?
True.
You're
what?
Concussed.
Oh my God. Remember the Man Show ended with every. Wow.
Girls on Trampolines. That was the bit.
Oh God. That's actually pretty funny. Okay. This is funny.
MTV
Never mind.
Was
this is,
weird for a while.
This is very good humor. Never mind. There's a Ludo song I love called Girls on Trampolines. The sort of like.
Girls on Trampolines. Do, do, do,
no,
do,
no. More like.
Girls on Trampolines.
No.
God, that Duran Duran record came out like 8 years before you were born. Oh my God. You were born in 1990, is that right?
Yes. I used to be someone who used to... This is the worst show we've ever... This is the worst podcast
we've ever
been on.
We can start over. Oh, do the music. Here we go. This is Dubai Friday. Weekly Feelings Podcast. What? No, I was doing. I think it's called. We call it a piano trill. What would you call it? What kind of cunnilingus do you do? Jesus Christ! Read a book. Besides Harry Potter.
Did
you see that chick, man? She has got a fucking Harry Potter. Okay.
Oh, boo! Hiss, boo! Tomato, tomato, tomato.
All right, let's bring in the Juggies. Y'all ready for this? Here's your option. Option one. Option one. We stop right now, and this becomes the before show. And now we start a fucking show like gentlemen.
Oh God, I wish I had. Oh goodness gracious. Well, that's part of the after show. Oh
no,
man.
That was the before show. And now this is Dubai Friday, the challenge podcast. With Alice Cox, Merlin Mann, Herman Gehring, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis.
I
the Cow
still
Sills,
think that's
Shirley
a funny
Jones,
bit.
David Cassidy.
I still think it's a funny bit after
the rock band Kiss. All in. Mama Cass Elliott.
I couldn't help but notice. Hey, Merlin Mann, good morning.
Good morning, Alex. Wait, ready? Ready? Ready?
Yes,
ready?
Yes. Clap.
Hang on.
Clap.
Oh, sorry. 3, 2. Last night was my first time I noticed, because I have a new computer and I'm doing.
Wait, is this the start of the show?
No, this is still the pre-show.
Okay.
What did I notice? Oh, I noticed something pretty high in CPU. My mini CPUs and GPUs and things. I noticed messages. God, I am really like some kind of Turing complete guided by voices bot. Messages Blastdoor service. Do you know Messages Blastdoor service?
No, is that
I didn't either.
Sex act? Oh.
Sure. It's a thing that Apple introduced. This process was going a little bit crazy, called it's Camel Case. Messages Blastdoor service. and I talked about this with Syracuse. I asked him if he knew what this was. And it's a thing where, like, do you remember when you could, there was that weird time when, like, there were those rogue messages you could send to iMessages users. And at first it was like, oh no, this is a .pif or this is a weird PDF, malformed, blah, and it was bad. But then there was the one where you didn't even have to see or open the message. And it was like a 0-day. God, another Guided by Voices title, 0-day. Anyway, they introduced something called Messages Blastdoor Service. And Blastdoor is like almost like it's like a DMZ where incoming messages have to like be looked. It's sort of like, you know, like when Kane, you know, overrides Sigourney Weaver and lets the people in the ship. Well, this is like you're not allowed onto the Nostromo until we are sure that you're not here to be an asshole. And so it's like a DMZ where it has to like, it can't, I don't know if DMZ is the right word. Firewall's not correct, but like it's a decontamination chamber. The blast door is where it like holds incoming messages in situ if it's not sure if it might have something weird to it. And I just learned about that yesterday and I'm like, yay, Apple, good for you.
This has been going on since last year.
Yeah, I think that's right. Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of interesting? I hadn't heard of that. I don't read the trades, but
I really wish it was called. I mean, is it a play on backdoor? Sorry, Blastdoor and backdoor is just a funny term. It's a, you know what? It's a Jackass episode.
You know, can I help a little bit? First of all, yes. No, absolutely yes. Not. Uh-huh. Second, Blastdoor, I think of as being like a spaceship thing, and I think you're concatenating, confusing, or perhaps illuminating two completely different things. And I think what you're trying to get land on is ass blasting.
No. I mean, yes, but what's better, to have a gun joke or a poop joke?
What did you think? What play on what words did you think blast door service means?
But like a
you're the one who uses words. What are you talking about? You're talking about getting ass blasted.
Like a blast door. Like you're like a blast door. Like basically an anus that lets it free. Like lets.
Oh, you're saying you still got the tight gaskets of a young person. Yeah, and that holds your message. Okay.
I don't know if your memory is great, but I continue to share that like pissing myself or shitting myself remains a I am.
It's totally
ready.
Survivable, Alex. I promise. It's totally survivable.
Oh, no. And that's the thing is like, I almost want to, it's because it's like waiting for your first period.
I've thought about doing it more. Well, like it was like me shaving before I needed to shave because I heard it would grow any thicker.
I was like, should I wear,
how will I ever get a beard at this rate? Hey, it's called a merkin. Read a third book.
Ew. I mean, you know what? If people, I've heard that people like landing strips.
What about memory?
I don't know if you, yes, you remember that an anxiety of mine is shitting my pants in, not even in public, just having it happen. Truly like a geriatric period situation. Because I know there are solutions. I know that despite the stigma, there's truly no shame to it.
Oh, there's shame. I used to shit my pants as a result of my medical disorder. The thing that sucks about it is being somewhere where, well, the result will be, ooh, I'm stuck on this subway car.
Yeah.
But then the almost as bad feeling is the like, oh no, this is going to happen and I'm going to be stuck on this subway car. For the anxious person, you know, that's worse.
I don't.
So did you poop yourself when you fell down? Should we start the show?
Oh yeah. Hey, Merlin man. On Thursday morning, I was taking
heartbreak.
Heartbreak.
Ready? Hello.
Oh, good morning, Merlin man.
Alex, I have missed you. It's been so long since we visited. It's nice to be here having a normal conversation with you.
Normal is a word for it. But did you know what? How was your Jubilee week? Because we took a week off of the show, as we've said many times in the before show. But you had, I think most people call it spring break, but you have a Jubilee week with you and your kid.
Yeah, it was terrific. And it was a nice, you know, combination of things. We had, you know, my kid's mother has been working really, really, really hard at home for 2 years and is like a little bit, not burnt out, but like kind of like over like the constant, you know, the din of things. And we, between us, we kind of, I won't say funded, but we encouraged and helped set up a, hey, moms, why don't you go have two or three nights to yourself? You can keep working if you want. You could do, it's a true vacation in the sense of it's not about whether you're sweating around relatives, but instead it's like, I want you to have full runway to go do your thing. And it was good timing because, you know, mom got to have a couple nights off and the kid and I had a really good time. Went to Japantown, ate some gross food, watched a lot of the Pirate Show over again, watched a lot of Peacemaker over again. Yeah, we had a really, really nice time. And
what's
now
the Pirate Show?
Our Flag Means Death.
Okay, going in show notes. I don't know what that is.
This is going to be such a funny soundbite in 6 months.
The I don't know that show.
I'm not gonna spoil it. I'm not gonna spoil it.
Okay, please.
No homework.
Oh, it's on HBO Max. That's almost a decent streaming service. Oh, this streaming show.
This streaming pirate show.
Oh man, I'm very excited. Oh, look at all these people.
Special. Oh no, it's great. You get the guy from Trainspotting. You've got Hodor. Hodor's big, man. That guy is tall.
Right. And
Rhys Darby, whom I've seen in things like Flight of the Conchords and I think insurance commercials, but my goodness, what a breakout role for him. Steed Bonnet, or as I call him, Steve. So we were away, but now we're back. And, you know, I sent out a mea culpa to our para pals.
You don't need to use the word.
Here's the thing, though, that I both admire and, if I'm being honest, despise about you. Mm-hmm. It's like, yes. You use that phrase, like a Griffin phrase, like off the dome. Like, you will sometimes just say something that really is basically a mistake, and then you commit to it. And I kind of love it, and I kind of hate it. And so, but when you know, it's like Cole Porter says, you know, anything goes, you know, authors now who once knew better words now only use four-letter words writing prose. You've got better words in your skull holder, but then you keep saying things like scoot scoot or meep meep.
No, it is beep beep vroom vroom. Or if you have an electric car, it's only a beep beep. I don't know. There are too many infants in my life now.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. But we were away, and then, but let's cut to the chase here. The other thing, the unexpected wrinkle on top of the wrinkles, was that, Alex, what happened last Thursday, if you could say?
Well, it was a brisk Chicago morning. It was a brisk.
It was a night just like this.
at my brisk. Shit.
Did I understand correctly? You had a 7 a.m. bris in Chicago. Is that correct?
Yes, a 7 a.m. bris.
Were you performing the cock cut?
I was just an observer. But after the bris, I went for a
walk. Oh, like one of the blue helmets from the UN kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like Jimmy Carter going to watch your Central American election.
I'm trying to take more walks in the morning instead of looking at my phone, which is very much a cliche.
Walks in the morning and walks at night can both be really therapeutic. And every time the kid and I take a walk, either in the morning or at night, more often at night, but either time we're both kind of like, I mean, me more so, but we're both kind of like, why don't we do this twice a week? This is so fun. It's so fun to go out at night and like, I don't know, steal stuff off the street or to like go out in the morning and then remark about the condition of the park. You know, it's a nice time to talk to somebody when you're not looking each other in the face. It's a power move.
Honestly, that's a huge part of it is I used to admire Steve Jobs, like walk and talks, not really because it's like, that is a power move. And also that's such a like, he was like, he wanted it to be known for one thing and it was for his walk and talk. He did it before Aaron Sorkin thought it was cool. Hmm. But it's the fact that you don't need to make eye contact, like any sort of meeting.
I told you the stratagem of mine, right? We talked about this a couple weeks ago that it's true of a teenager, but it's really true of everybody. It's very much a you are not in trouble kind of thing, where like if you hold someone's hands in your own and you look deeply into their eyes, it's like it's really I think it really puts people on the defensive. It would put me on the defensive. But if you're just walking and hanging out, especially if you don't have like a Now, you were walking by your lonesome, right?
Yes, yes. I typically
brisk morning walk.
Mm-hmm.
No Pokemon.
Because normally on my morning and evening walks, I play my perhaps now favorite video game of all time, Pokemon Go. But this
more like
morning,
Pokemon Go to the polls.
that was when I was no longer still with her.
You know that Pete Buttigieg song? They designed it dance on purpose. Shame on you.
Shame. It's like doing the guy.
And it got the disco.
It's like a journey where they changed L.A.
Bay.
Yeah, that is a fact. I came up by myself.
I see. You sit in your chair and put your arms in the air like you don't care.
God, I took a walk, and that's usually before I, do the show links and whatnot, during my walk, I slipped.
And at this point, then, it probably does help to say, as I would be happy to discuss later, even though it's really boring, I had grave technical problems last week that were all my fault, and so we had this really screwed up main episode, and then we couldn't even get 5 minutes into the after show because my internet was so bad, but you soldiered on.
I did, and it's a fine episode. It's fine.
It's got moments.
Fine.
Didn't I do a reading series that was good?
You told me to cut it.
Good. That's smart.
But then I did basically a monologue about Syracuse for 15 minutes for the after show, and then I was too embarrassed to do anything.
It'd be funny to just throw that in the feed for absolutely no reason.
Maybe we'll see. I was pretty gay for Syracuse. But then
that's not going to work out for anybody.
No, it's not. It's really.
What was the weather like? Was the day fair? Was it clear? Was it snowy,
it was
icy?
Rainy. Rainy, but it wasn't icy.
So it was slickery? No. Oh, no, it wasn't slickery.
I wish I could say that it was the weather's fault or a tree's fault.
There's no way to look up the weather, so you could have just said, but I appreciate your candor.
Yeah, no. Anyway, I was on a walk. I fell backwards, and I hit my head first, and then I hit my shoulder and my elbow, and was like, I got up and I was like kind of dizzy.
Whoa, beep, beep, beep. Okay. So you're walking along. Are you on like a sidewalk?
Yeah, I'm on the sidewalk.
So like, let's start first principles, Clarice. Do you pretty much, as far as you know, remember what happened? Do you remember the moment where you've like felt that, oh no, I'm falling down? That the very distinctive feeling of like falling down. Do you remember that? Or do you remember like being on the ground?
No, I mean, that's the thing. I fall a lot and I know the feeling you're talking about. And sometimes I have that feeling like a Mr. Magoo, like whoop, Woo.
Like when you pass out, you get the tunnel vision and you're like, oh, I think I'm about to pass out.
I've never had that. And I've passed out
recently. It's an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah. No, like when you're on different like psych meds and stuff, you pass out a lot. And I never got the tunnel vision. I would just have the wake up.
Well, it's nothing dramatic. It's, I mean, like the passing out part, I'm not a physician, but it's my understanding that like it's something where there's been a rapid change in like blood pressure. In particular,
yes.
Right? Something's happened. Like if you stand, you ever stand, not you one, but the listener, stand up and you're like, ooh, I feel just a little tipsy for a second, you know? And that's basically my whole life. ooh. I need, you know, like when they first started like doing like ADA compliant bathrooms with the railings, I basically need those and ramps and hand grabs everywhere.
Oh God, they're so good. I love a good hand grab.
So were you're walking along, you're minding your own business, you're thinking about having a nice little morning constitutional, and then you'll go try to save the very screwed up Due by Friday episode. And then what's the last thing? What do you remember?
Because
you fell down hard. Go boom.
Yeah, I fell backwards and I hit my head first. And that's the thing I remember is my head like falling and bouncing. And that is super bad.
That
for
is
you,
such
apparently.
A disc. To hear and feel that when it's happening, like the way your mind works, it's like, oh no, that's bad. Thunk.
Yeah,
thunk was Chicago. Like the yeah. ow! What did I? Yeah. I hate that feeling. Ooh.
No, well, that's the thing is that didn't hurt, but like you know, the elbows are like it's I don't even have a cool bruise. It's super, it's super upsetting.
So if you fell back, and yeah, I fell backwards. It's none of my business, but you fell back. Your head hit the sidewalk or similar, and you didn't land on your hands. You land on your elbows.
I landed, the first thing to hit the concrete was my head.
Oh,
which is,
God,
again,
Alex, that's not good.
Well, but very quickly then, my butt and elbow also hit the ground. And it
that
was like
that one of my favorite pubs in London, the butt and elbow.
But and initially it's just the like the brief second of oh God this again.
Because I've said to two different people privately in the last 2 days, Alex's brain just can't catch a break.
It's very.
I said it to Syracuse yesterday, and I said it to Madeline this morning. I was trying to like in the rough pigeon that I could manage. I was trying to explain your whole like Alex's brain. And cut this out if I'm saying something I shouldn't say, but like, don't you, are you in a situation where you got like your one situation and don't they need to like look at your brain on a kind of like a regular, like annual-ish basis just to make sure it's what we think it is and not something else?
Yeah, basically I have a biannual.
Your flavor of bipolar might mask organic damage. Is that it?
Basically, I have a like biannual bipolar checkups to make sure that I'm still crazy and I don't have like a tumor.
Biannual bipolar. Huh. Pansexual, pan religious.
I'm just thinking of pansexual pandas, and it's like sexualizing a teddy bear, and I don't like it. A very dumb.
I'd hit it.
Ugh, God.
All they want to do is get those leaves, and you know, and we just want to get in the basket.
Maybe that's why they're in danger. They just don't communicate well. They're. No, motherfucking shitcock. Oh my God.
Oh God, I've lost you. Do by Friday.
I think at this point the universe just wants us to do a keychain challenge and just end the show and burn it to the ground.
Well,
because, wow,
the universe can suck an order from nuts.com.
have you made orders from nuts.com, right?
As recently as last week.
Genuinely really good. I'm gonna go to nuts.com.
I got 3 kinds of fudge last week.
Oh, fancy. Good afternoon.
But I do like their nuts too. Yeah, I like their nuts. If I were the sort of person that eats like, you know, gorp and dried foods, I'd be really into it. I'm not a huge fan of those things, which is to say I don't care for them. But I've been craving fudge. I love the word fudge. You know, two of my favorite words, and they work well together, is fudge and bucket. Fudge bucket. Fudge bucket.
You know what? I respect your word combination choice.
Bust line. Fudge.
But look, I don't know if this is a new discovery or just one that I put in the back of my mind, but nuts.com has a complete drop-down menu for superfood powders.
Oh my God. We haven't talked about powders in so long. Now, are these, I'm not going to click, but are these the kind of powders that like, so they're not like Alex Jones like boner powders, but is it like you put in like it's something you do to like make shakes and stuff like that? Well, you know what? I'll click it. It's a pretty photo.
I'm pretty sure that most powders come from the same place and it's just rebranded, but who knows? You know, I trust the nuts.com people.
Oh, and that owing to the fact that was it Max? Somebody figured out that like or figured out. I guess it's not terribly difficult, but that God, I'm gonna get this wrong and be embarrassed, but that Alex Jones and Goop were basically selling the same canister of powder.
Yeah, and like it's like getting that one the SM58. There's a bunch of like knockoffs that you can get for like $15 that are made in the same factory, basically the same microphone. Thanks, China. China.
China.
Oh.
The guy on SNL, the guy who just joined this season, his Trump is. Did you watch SNL this weekend? That's okay. It's okay.
I don't want to say I don't remember, but I truly don't remember.
No. It was. It's that guy. That wonderful comedian who has the specials on HBO, and he just had the special where he comes out on stage and shot by Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham directed his special. What's his name? I should know his name.
I forget, but yeah. I know the guy you're talking about.
He's really, really. His stand-up shows are weird, but like he's definitely. It's really closer to performance art, but like you know, in some ways, he's closer to Spalding Gray than say like Lenny Bruce. You know, I mean, he's more of a storyteller kind of person.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of his specials, but I saw a couple SNL things and saw
Trump
impressions. Whew.
Yes, yeah, I saw Slap. That guy, it's uncanny. Like, mm-hmm. He captures in this, well, you know, James, what's his name? Who's the guy I like? Shawnee. He does a really great Trump, too. His Trump also is extremely good. Very heavy on this thing. Shawnee, he's great, and Charmaine. But the guy on SNL, oh my goodness, that guy is good. And why am I mentioning this to you? Because the bit, the Kate McKinnon, the game show, Is My Brain Okay thing. Did you see that?
No.
It's everybody's favorite post-COVID game show, Is My Brain Okay? And it's like, it was just really funny. You know, all the ways in which like, you know, what's a good way to start a conversation with people? And one of the contestants starts like licking the panel and like, you know, what is this thing? They're showing a wheelbarrow and it's like, oh, what is it called? I feel like it's called like a yard snake. It's like, but it's, you know, all that stuff we've all been doing, like, you know, what month is it? And they go, ding, goes June. No, we would have said February, March, April, or May.
SNL's kind of good now.
It was a good episode. Ooh. It definitely had some skippable stuff, but I didn't. But there were some funny bits. Why did I bring that up? Because you were talking about falling down.
Oh yeah, Merlin. We have not done Due by Friday for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and it's very weird. It's very strange to hear your voice for the first time in 2 weeks. At what it is like the cliche that folks who listen to podcasts at ridiculous speeds like I do, like, oh man, you sound so drunk in real life. Mm-hmm. But it's not that you sound drunk. You just sound like a normal, nice human being.
I got them all fooled.
Oh, I wish. We were talking about powders from nuts.com.
Oh yeah, five-year-olds. I also want to talk more about five-year-olds.
Oh, did you fight more of them, like that old lady?
No, you know what? No, let's skip over. Anyway, the point is the show is back. Now God. Oh, also we were going to talk about how fate or God or something doesn't want us to do the show anymore.
Yeah, really.
Oh, long story short, I think what happened last week, and I can't quite figure out what happened, but I think what might have happened was I have this habit where occasionally if I look in on Eero, my Eero network, I'll see it like a unknown device. And like almost all the time, it's just an Apple thing that has done that thing where it reverts to private address. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. Is that what's going on?
Well, here's the thing. Like, okay, so normally, like if everything is just rolling along and nothing has changed that I know of, everything's fine. All the iOS devices, you know, watches, computers, whatever. Personally, people should know that you can change this per, you know, Wi-Fi access point or cellular or whatever. I turn off private address, you know, for all my own stuff because I like the fact that Eero will say, hey, this is your laptop hooked up through the anchor thing in Ethernet. This is your laptop hooked up through Wi-Fi. I really like that kind of stuff. And this is boring, but that also greatly assists in things like port forwarding. So if you're trying to do something like screens and you've got port reservations, you want to give all your devices, you know, a DHCP reservation, and then you want the ports, you know, to be right for those things. So it just bugs me I'm allergic to seeing stuff that says unknown device. It drives me bananas. And sometimes, and I'll even forget that I did this, sometimes I'll block. You know what I'm talking about, right? If you see a device on Eero and you don't know what it is, you can block it.
Yeah, except I use the shitty TP link or whatever, but it is essentially the same.
I think what may have happened was, and I this is the closest thing I can figure out to what happened last week, because it does explain it, but I still don't completely understand what I did. Because did I have the new computer when we recorded last week?
I don't think so.
Because Wednesday we took off so that I could go to Jubilee, and I bought it a week ago today. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I think what I might have done, and I'm just saying this because it explains it. I think I might have banned an own device, and I think I might have banned an Ethernet connection, but not a Wi-Fi connection for my main computer.
Oh, weird. Oh, so if you had turned your wired connection, fuck.
Yeah. So that would explain why on my 17 up, best situation I can be in. This is so frustrating. 17 up over Wi-Fi. It usually does fine with, you know, Cat 6A. But yeah. That might have been it. But it was, boy, that was frustrating.
I've actually recorded a number of these episodes over Wi-Fi, and I've kind of been impressed because what I do,
especially with Skype. Skype does a really good job with that. If it can, it'll try. It's just that it was shitting out on, like, did you ever listen to Both Sides? Or I should say, like, me and Dan. Basically, I got that thing where, like, you know how it doesn't really do robot voice as much anymore? It used to be it was robot voice. It used to be Skype would I don't hate to say it like that, but like this, the connection would degrade, and it would accommodate that by lowering, I want to say, the bit rate to create what I don't know if these are the right words, but making a robot voice. But in more modern times, what I get is it just goes, I'll be talking along and goes, bah. I'll be talking and goes, bah. There's that little like a kind of like almost like a ping sound, and then it just trails off in about half a second. Have you ever gotten that?
No, because
that's the way it evidences now. And then it suddenly snaps back to being live when it can catch up. And it's totally crazy making, because you're in that space where you're not even sure how much delay there is, because any delay that you can gauge would be a result of you saying something, them hearing it, and then that coming back to you. So you really are, you've locked your keys into a series of different podcasts. It's very frustrating to try and fix. And I got a co-hanger.
Oh man.
Now we're here, and this is a turning point for us because by the way, I've never mentioned this to you, but from now on the show's gonna change. This is the last episode of the old Do by Friday. And we're gonna be very professional. And you know, Jeff Veen told me something once when I was working with him. He says that he'd gotten to a point where I'll probably say this wrong and make me sound smart and him sound dumb when he's the smart one. But I think what Jeff had said was at a certain point in the pre-mid-2000s, was like, hey, you know what? We start by like documenting an API, then we build the API, and then we build the site. Something like that. And I was like, oh God, that is so smart.
Yeah, why didn't we do that?
Well, instead of the API being some kind of bolt-on to an XHTML site, you start with explaining the functionality, then you build the functionality, and then you make the hollow husk of HTML that makes it show up on civilians' things. You know what I'm saying? And what did that have to do with what I was saying? Tall people?
That we are doing a new podcast.
Oh, yeah. So basically, we're going to write out the chapter markers first. the outline for this, and your bitte schön, Deutschland, because I know how y'all love your Das chapter markers. But that's the thing. We're going to start with chapter markers and then reverse engineer a very, very amusing podcast out of that. So we're going to have to really hit those numbers. It's going to be a real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be like landing a jet on another jet type situation.
Oh, yes.
Call it piggybacking.
Put down the tarp. Oh, boy.
Leave it all on the tarp.
Take the keys out of the bowl. It is quite embarrassing and upsetting that in the first 2 weeks of self-employment, it's just, man, literally falling ass backwards, literally doing it. That's sad for Alex. But
the pivot, the five-year-old pivot. Everybody's doing the
five-year-old pivot.
Get off the course, go replace your divot. It's time for the five-year-old pivot.
Replace your divot. That's not a thing. That's golf. Hello. Welcome to Do By Friday. And we were talking about the five-year-old. So there's that. So, sorry, I hate to explain my own non-jokes, but a conversation we had here a couple months ago was that I sometimes, there are days where, like, everything's going along fine for, you know, I'm not like a sad, dolorous Eeyore type of person, but, like, by and large, for example, I feel well-served mostly by the technology in my life, is how this came up, right? Remember the context for this of, like,
yes.
Oh, things roll along. Home Assistant, it's a little weird sometimes, but that works fine. And sometimes my lights are a little weird, but who knows? And, oh, the geofencing didn't work for this thing. And it's just, you know, 1,000 little paper cuts that you don't really think about because everything's mostly fine.
And then you're bleeding out.
And then you're bleeding. Yeah, exactly, right. And so there was an early meme-ish thing of, like, how many five-year-olds could you take in a fight? And haha, that's really funny. But the point is, like, yeah, you could probably beat the shit out of one five-year-old. But if it was, like, and I've seen people, like, talk about this. Like, it's easier. Some guys, some, like, MMA-type guys would rather fight three guys than one guy because they can use them against each other. But the five-year-old thing for me also is, like, I imagine them almost like the way oh, what do they call them? The White Walkers, like crawl over that poor giant, the wildling giant.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me, it's very upset. Like in Hard Home,
really
the greatest,
sad.
Arguably the greatest episode of TV ever in Hard Home, mm-hmm. when they were crawling over. What the fuck are you looking at? I love that guy. Is that Wenwen? I think that's Wenwen. I think his name is. But you think about, like, even the giant of Wenwen's size, you know, last of a generation, he's still got to fight with these fucking skeletons and take the time to tear them apart. I mean, you know, I mean, in five-year-olds, roaches, you know, white walkers, like, if there's enough stuff, it's going to be annoying. One flea is not going to drive you nuts. Five fleas will probably, the house that I lived in after college, it looked like the floor was moving. There were so many fleas.
Oh, no. Anyway, moving on. We're not going to do a CGP gray and spiders thing. No,
it was practically audible.
No. Okay. So the five-year-old. Oh God.
And so the point being, so what I was trying to say in that context was, then one day everything's not fine, and suddenly there's a whole bunch of White Walkers and five-year-olds that have popped up, and they all seem to be, like, sort of joining forces. Sugar ants are another good example. Like, you see one sugar ant, and then suddenly there's trails of sugar ants. Trails of sugar ants, and like that's a bridge too far. In technology, the point was, oh, geez, are you fucking kidding me? Like, it sucks when it takes forever for my HomeKit lights to turn off. That's, who knows, it might be on me. But it shouldn't take, like, 20 seconds to respond and then 20 seconds to have them all eventually go off. That's really mm-hmm. frustrating. Alex, you know, inarguably what's worse than that, when they 20 seconds later turn back on and you don't know why?
Oh,
we get this all the time at our house. I think I'm in Hank. Like, our lights just go on and off at the house. And I've turned off so many triggers, so many different things. That was the example there of five-year-olds. It's like, I would like to think that I can beat a five-year-old in a fight. You know, I could. They're pretty gullible and small. We probably have just about equal upper body strength. But if there's 300 of those, whether, you know, ants or roaches or White Walkers or five-year-olds, you're going to lose. And that the five-year-old metaphor, am I being clear about what it means to fight five-year-olds? I think I am.
Yes. And, well, I think you're kind of downplaying five-year-olds.
That's also just it's the existential cruft of, like it, you know, to quote the great Emily Latella from the early years of Saturday Night Live, it's always something. So I did injure my ankle sleeping last Tuesday.
Yes.
And then, because that happens, like, I slept really well, slept really deep, had the whole bed to myself, and I woke up and it was like, ooh, just a little bit achy. At this point, it's 8 days later, and it's still, like, it's even a little bit swollen. I've gotten some of those little heaty things to put on it. Now, this is where we get into the five-year-olds. Well, not literally, hopefully. Well, not Scoutmaster. No, it's okay. It's okay. They settled. But here's the thing. This is like 1,000 flowers rot. Because that really fucking hurts. It takes, I'm not complaining, but I'm just to say that one little, Chris Traeger, the microchip has been compromised. Compromising the microchip of my left ankle has consequences. My display that, if all goes well, will arrive today, which I checked, it weighs 40 pounds, which is as much as a bag of my dead cat's litter. And I know how heavy that was to pick up when my ankle worked. You know what I mean? Do you ever have like a sense of like time or in that case, weight? I know that a Dr. Elsie's bag of dead cat litter weighs exactly 40 pounds. And that's right on the edge of what I'm comfortable carrying for even a short period of time. Because I'm not a strong person. I have a 40-pound, big, bulky, beautiful monitor I need to get to the office. Did I mention that somebody ran into my wife's car at 3 a.m. 2 weeks ago? So we're dealing with, it's like, but this is the 5-year-olds, Alex. Mm-hmm. Just even going up and down the steps, there's been another thing on the porch that I just don't even like bring it up because I have to go up 30 steps with a bum ankle and then have the weight of carrying something and my backpack alongside of it. Not complaining, but I'm just saying there's a knock-on effect, you know what I mean, to like, mm-hmm. to fighting 5-year-olds in life. And sometimes it does really feel like it's always something.
And 5-year-olds have no sense of consequence or justice or, I mean, no.
That's why they're called nature's president. Yeah.
But I think that's, like you said, not complaining, but you were stating the, like, if this is hard for you, and this is not like a chicken problem thing, I don't think, because...
Yeah, and just so you know, I'm not trying to fish for sympathy or, like, make excuses or anything. I'm just saying true things. And, like, that's the cumulative effect of these things in life is, like, you... I said in the wisdom document at one point that, and I think this is probably one of the most confusing things to people who, or I haven't communicated this well, but you don't understand until you reach a certain age in life that youth is an anomaly. Again, not a complaint, but a truth, which is like, if all you've ever known your entire life is youth, you're going to have to get older than younger before you go, oh, that was anomalous. All of the things that I thought were normal. And again, I sound like I'm being bitter or blue or something, but like, I can't drink coffee at 2 a.m. I can't order super hot Thai food anymore. I can't drink a lot every night. I can't do all those things, which is, you know, boo-hoo. But that's, you grow up thinking in the same way that you drive like a, if you're me anyway, you drive like a fucking asshole because you don't have the sense of consequences. But it isn't until maybe you're around your age that you go, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not Spider-Man. I don't heal as fast as I used to. And I have to accept that there are certain 5-year-olds, again, back to Game of Thrones, kind of like those guys that are going to kill the maester, no spoilers, you know, because he's a bad man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
Before they set the sept on fire, before they set the sept on fire. Remember Qyburn?
Yes.
Qyburn says,
oh,
I'm sorry,
no.
You have to die alone in such a cold place.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he's like, what is all this? What are all the molested children out here with daggers? And that is the cumulative pain in the ass part. All it takes is, you know, for one of a nail, the city was lost or whatever, old lady who swallowed a shoe, I forget. The thing is, with this fucking ankle thing, it ends up having, okay, it makes me realize youth was the anomaly because youth in some ways, you know, you get so overwhelmed with feelings that seem silly when you get older, right? But they're very real when you're young and shouldn't be made fun of. But you don't realize how much stuff you never had to think about. Certainly things about responsibility and insurance and things like that. But also the fact of like, oh, if you twist your ankle, like you'll be better by dinner probably because you're Spider-Man or Wolverine. You just heal. And like in my case, it's been a week of that. And like today I've been so excited for a month that this monitor arrives today. And like this is before the car got hit. It's before I hurt my ankle. And now I'm like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to feel like an asshole because there's a big, beautiful box sitting on my porch. And I'm going to pick it up and probably just tumble down the steps like the chef in Sesame Street.
You have a teen. I feel like this is an appropriate, hey, teen, carry. Excuse me, you peasant.
Yeah, but that teen is very much of the ilk of like, you tell me to load the dishwasher and I'm going to do it wrong. And then you'll never ask, I think.
Oh, it's like your old FedEx green haired guy.
Oh, you remember him? Enjoy? Is that what he said? Yeah. I still see him sometimes on Terrible Street. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, you're having like the opposite problem in that I can't get my very nice monitor delivered. It has returned to Tennessee.
Alex, it's killing me. This was and just for what it's worth, I think I mentioned this yesterday. Yeah, I must have. Preparing to ship. So I ordered this. Well, if it's arriving today, you can guess that I probably got it on maybe the second day, maybe probably the first day, but like late. I'm no James Thompson, but I got it maybe on the first day that was available because I knew I really. actually needed this.
Oh, yeah. Right after the keynote, I'm like, come on, baby.
Whew. Yeah, I cannot tolerate Thunderbolt cables falling out of my monitor anymore. It's making me nuts. Anyway, to cut a long story short, so that was almost a month ago, and it's just been sitting there. Now, in my experience with the Apple company, at least with phones and some kinds of things, it tends to ship from China. And so my mindset going into this was, okay, I keep checking. You know, the Apple site is such an asshole about saying, oh, something's in store and ready for pickup today. And then you go to check out and it's like, psych. It's like, no, not actually June. And you're like, well, then why did you say that, dude? And, you know, because then I'd given a thought to maybe I'll just go buy one at the store and cancel the delivery.
That's where I'm at, except I can't cancel it. Okay, all right.
But mine was preparing to ship, no. Alex, until yesterday, when suddenly...
Oh, I'm so mad. I'm so mad. It says return. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I'm
no,
so
no,
mad.
No, 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 don't say
I'm
it. Don't
so
say
mad.
It.
I'm so mad.
Alex,
so
what
mad.
Happened? What happened?
I'm so mad.
The return to
it
the place.
Says you're, oh, it has already returned. No, no, no. So my
fucking,
studio
is it UPS?
Display.
Be honest. Is it UPS? Was,
yes, it's UPS. So
oh, my
it, so
fucking
it,
God.
I like wrote, literally, I did everything in my power to be like.
Did you talk to somebody and get help with this?
I was like, yes, I was like, just leave it. I did the gross thing that I hate doing. I put a security camera on my, like, to look at my door to be like, there's no fucking way.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I know this. The listener does not know this. Please tell this story to the listener because it's yet another example of the whole, no, you didn't really try because I took the day off basically to stand and stare and make sure that not just that an attempt was made, but if there's anybody on my property, I am going to go out there and extract the monitor from them.
Yep. And so the first day I get a little sign on my door saying from UPS, like, sorry, attempted delivery for my fancy monitor. And I was like, okay, you attempted and but you must not have tried really hard because I've been here all day and I intentionally wasn't recording anything.
But it doesn't. I joked with you about this when this happened earlier in the week, last week. But like, I almost have this feeling like Green Arrow or something, or like, actually, Hawkeye is a better example. I have the feeling that like Kate Barton is driving the brown truck, and the Kate's driving the truck, and then Clint uses one of his special arrow tips, which is the leave a notice that we tried.
Yes.
Which which very quietly lands. And then like the, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did I not see you walk? I certainly didn't hear a knock. I didn't hear a ding. I didn't hear any, Alex, at least four. I'm being really nice here. At least four or five times I've gotten a notice when you're like, you not only didn't try, I think you threw this at my door from the street. I would have heard the steps. I hear steps when people come up. This is my day. My day is making sure the phone arrives and doesn't get stolen off the porch.
And listen, I get it because I have had, like, I think it was the 13th. It was right, like, pre-pandemic time. I had a phone stolen. And so, like, I get it, right? Like, because then it's a whole thing. But I
sure.
was literally, I,
but
I was.
But, you know, with good faith, everything is possible. It's with this feeling that, like, there's this constant sense, and this is not a new feeling. Most of America feels this way, that you really are on the defensive because there's nobody, you don't have a project manager or a lawyer who will work on your behalf in America anymore unless you hire a costly team of lawyers. You are on your own to not get the scroogey. And as with fighting frat boys, don't do it because they do it all day and like it. Like, if you get into a land war with, you know, UPS, you're going to lose. But it's the bad faith that extra hurts, where it's like,
yeah.
I blew a day on this. I was really excited and happy and ready. Like, you know, say what you will about us. Let's just say it once. Yeah, you need this expensive stuff. I think I do. It's my job and stuff. But and it makes me happy. I think we should accept that. But it's really frustrating to feel like you're fighting this machine that, like, it's just a disappointment machine.
I've stopped feeling bad about complaining about this because I have I do indeed have the privilege to be like, all right, I am just staying in my apartment all day. First day, okay, so I'm just staying in my apartment. Great. Second day, I put a my little Lodgy circle pointing at my door, like from my apartment window at my door. Mm-hmm. And then I see at the end of the day a UPS man.
Oh, and so you can get a I have the same camera. You can then get alerts for packages, people, pets, vehicles.
Yeah, but unfortunately it didn't pick it up. However, I got to see at the end of the day,
a cloaking device to leave the note.
No, a UPS man get out of his truck, slap a notice on the door, and get back in his truck. And I was like, oh. And then third day, so I called UPS. I'm like, please, like, just deliver it. Like, go buck wild. I will sign whatever you need to be like, I won't bother you if it gets stolen, like, whatever. And they're like, okay.
It feels really dirty to spend a fair amount of money, like over $1,000 on something, and then on top of it to feel bad and guilty that you expected to be delivered. I bought some hard drives. I bought some hard drives from a company the other day. And, you know, usually Newegg, like those kinds of places, they're of course, like they're in plastic, in a box, in the thing, and da-da-da-da. And I just bought four new hard drives for my Synology, and I picked it up. And I picked it up with the confidence of somebody who knew that the weight was evenly distributed because of good packing. So I just kind of grabbed it with one hand, and it kind of heavily drew to one side. And I went, wait a minute. I went upstairs, I opened it up. It was four hard drives, not in a box, not in a case, merely like wrapped in plastic. Alex, they didn't even put in the phony baloney Amazon blow up things. It was a large box with four loose, naked hard drives shipped to my house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Do you know how expensive these goddamn things are?
And we know now from like all the coverage of Amazon warehouses that like, okay, we get that how hard it is to package. And it's not like, you know, the driver's fault for the deadlines that are happening.
It's like it's like a permanent like stress position as a job.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And they're like, okay, so give you the track, like, give us the number and all that. I'm like, oh, God, they're definitely going to, like, know who this guy is. Oh, God. And I felt really gross, but I'm like, I do, quote, need the stupid monitor. And then the third day, there was an attempt again. I didn't.
It's the gating factor to me finishing this setup and being able to return to normal fucking recording. Yeah, it's a fun project thing, too, but, like, I'm... As you certainly know by this point, I'm self-involved enough to try and plan my life.
Well, that's the issue, is like I can sit around for 3 days. And remember, I just think about your MacBook Pro that still hasn't been delivered.
Still down the street, as far as I know. 2019, still down there, yeah.
Like, this isn't a lot of people's jobs. Most of their jobs is just having a computer to do their job. And like, oh, God.
Yeah, and you're no longer at a place where I could send you stuff and it would pile up in the lobby and eventually get to you.
Right.
I don't have a doorman. I'm not in a doorman building. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's a source of unnecessary stress. And so, okay, sent like back to the depot type thing. Is it back at the warehouse?
Yesterday it was back at the warehouse. I talked to the Apple person. They're like, all right, I'll get back to you and tomorrow and we'll see if we can expedite this. And now I, as we were complaining about the Apple App Store, Apple Store, whatever.
He's selling a Muppet.
I'm in the Apple Store app right now and I get... at the very top, it says your
exception.
Oh God, your return request has been initiated for my studio display standard glass tilt and height adjustable stand, and it says please send this item back to Apple. And I'm like, what? No. What the? But also, I cannot send this $2,000 monitor back to Apple. It is in Tennessee. I don't know what to do.
So you weren't just joking, is it? So Memphis was first.
I am not joking.
Memphis was first the hub for FedEx, but then as a result, I guess it became kind of hubby for other things.
Mm-hmm,
so it was. Wait, yeah. I'm so confused. So oh shit, you're saying it had made it to Chicago? They claim to have tried to deliver it at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Something, yeah. Something, a day later, they sent it back to the state of Tennessee.
Three days later, because UPS
that's so annoying.
Apparently, yeah, they tried three attempts.
What? Do you are you persuaded they really tried three times?
No, I have a video of the guy leaving, just getting out of the truck, leaving a notice on the second day, and then leaving. And so I don't know what happened with the third day. I went full Karen on this poor UPS like customer service thing. Like, please, my monitor is so
but
sick.
Like this and, is. But I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. But I do remember the thing I told you about that every type of thing I went through with FedEx, where there's something I'd had delivered. I'm sure I told you this story, but this to be perfectly honest, this is this experience and the pseudo trauma of this experience that I have in my head. I'm trying to remember exactly what happened, but for the point of the story, all you need to know is that like FedEx claimed that something had not only been attempted, but delivered. There's a lot of things I'm not going to get into here. Let's just say that I live in a neighborhood that is safe in ways that almost no other neighborhood is. There's a heavy police presence near where I live, and things just most stuff like that, like stuff that happens a block away doesn't happen on our street. Like stuff doesn't get stolen off porches very much at all, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, long story short, something costly, and the madness begins with me getting the bloop. Hey, we just delivered your thing. Ooh. And sometimes I can like, I can even hear the truck pulling away, you know, that kind of thing. And so I go, I look out the front door. No FedEx delivery. Okay, cool. Now, I've been in this particular house for many years. And so I know the things that tend to go wrong or tend to go weird. I have the expertise, if you like, to know enough edge cases, corner cases. So the most straightforward one is the way that the numbers are on each of our buildings is a little bit weird and kind of confusing in several ways. Long story short, on more than one occasion, something that somebody thought had been delivered to our house is delivered to our next door neighbor to the north. Sometimes our next door neighbor to the south.
Hmm.
Neither one of those. And, you know, we all know that this kind of thing happens. So we're, you know, friendly with each other. But then you get into like, okay, well, what they say this is, oh God. And I think what they said was, they should just take this setting off because it doesn't. You ever get the one that says this, your item was delivered not to like a utility room, a mail room. It was delivered to a mail room or dropped off with a receptionist. I think this one was your package was dropped off with a receptionist.
Yes, I have.
You've gotten
yes.
that though, right? And you're like, oh, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a, well, I hate to, not so sure about your police work there, Lou. And so, but anyway, so that's where I am. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. They just start mashing on buttons, you know, handed to individual, placed in safe place, on front, whatever. I start looking around. So then I go to all, now I'm starting to move into the more edge casey things, which is like, okay, did they do that thing where they didn't even bother walking up the steps, where they just left it on the front, the lowest step? That's a great feeling. Because if it's there, well, then it might be in this bush. No. It's not. Is it there? Is it on the side? Did they stick it in the alleyway? Did they try to put it in the garage? Is it in all these different places? I go on and on and on. Remembering this entire time that it says it was dropped off with the receptionist. And anyway, here's, so that was all whatever annoying. But the part where I really kind of lost my shit was I finally got on the phone with somebody. And this guy really, God, he reminds me a little bit of Dyebeard from Peacemaker, but like not as charming. But, you know, I can imagine the guy kind of like eating some yogurt. So you're saying you didn't receive it? I say, oh, no, I received it. I'm just calling you because I have nothing better to do. No, I didn't receive it. What a dumb fucking question. Next. Okay. Is this address correct? No, the address isn't correct. I lied about it. So you'd misdeliver it. Got ya. Yes, it's all good. Okay, well, I'm looking at your house right now. Have you looked in that bush next to the garage? And I say, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Are you trying to like look me up on Google Maps? Is this a thing that is part of your job that's normal? Is you creep on somebody's house in Google Maps and then try to come up with places they haven't thought to look that are, I guess, a standard way FedEx delivers things? Did you look on your roof behind the old disused DirecTV dish?
That's so weird.
And it's like, I mean, there are times where like I don't have the most rational, I'm not a particularly rational person. I'm not a particularly like I don't always think in the right number of steps, but there are times where I do find it's all I can do, Alex, even with people I love, it's all I can do not to point out how stupid the question that you just asked is, where it's like, you know, it's along the lines of, you know, the things, no, it doesn't matter, like a low stakes stuff, like, you know, your plane lands and you call somebody and they go, oh, did your plane arrive? You go, no, my plane didn't arrive. It spun around three times and went into the Korean Sea, just like with Colonel Blake.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Even that's not too bad. But along the lines of, like, when people ask you questions in a situation like that, that seem to elide a basic understanding of, like, human motivation. And, like, the most basic one is, look, you know, this could be a bank error. This could be a delivery problem. And I'm not trying to just bitch about customer service. It's a hard job. I wouldn't want it. Hi, Kara. But then the thing is, you go, you're like, well, and blah, 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 did you try this? Did you do that? And I always feel like, dude, remember how this call started with me saying, screaming repeatedly and quickly, please don't hang up on me? Because everybody keeps hanging up on me there, and then I have to start over with a different person until it starts to feel a little bit hostile. Yeah, the thing you ask about, I am sure about it, because there's no way in the world that I would keep doing what I am doing. Even if I were a masochist, this would not be my tempo. Like, getting on the phone, like my wife trying to get the goddamn insurance company to approve a payment to the company that's going to fix our car that got hit by somebody else 2 weeks ago. It's like, I'm just doing this to kill time. You know, it's like Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross. I'm just one of those people that really likes talking to salespeople. How you doing? Yeah, I'm just here hanging out. No, I got it. I've gotten all of them. I'm just doing this to, like, fuck with you. Like, I'm not Colin Robinson. I'm not going to, like, keep you on the phone because, like, I just know how much you hate it. It just drives me nuts.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, it's kind of the thing that we talked about in our lost episode of, are people getting weirder? It's almost...
Oh, shit. That's right. We did talk about that. That was good.
It was good. I'm going to try to salvage it. But I don't know if it's that, like, I don't know. Corporate customer service has always felt like a strange daisy chain of weirdness that,
yeah,
it's like
the day you realize that HR is protecting the company, not defending you. And like customer service, it's very similar with customer service in some ways. It's like customer service is like HR, you know, for people.
Yeah. Well, and then it becomes worse than that, because at some points it's like the human equivalent of the Thunderbolt, just a cable just falling out of a monitor. Like, you don't know why. It's like, does this help you? Does this help me? Why is this
and
happening?
I feel like I have such Stockholm syndrome, because I literally will be like, listen, hi, please don't hang up on me. I've gone through this with all kinds of different places, especially, I don't want to say banks, but I'm trying to remember, there's one of these experiences I had about a year or so ago that was just like, very Kafkaesque. I try to use that word sparingly, but it was extremely Kafkaesque. And what makes something Kafkaesque? It goes from being merely bureaucratic, annoying, time-consuming, frustrating, to being something where it feels genuinely hostile, as though the system has been tuned to particularly fuck with you in a specific way. I don't know if that's what Kafka would say, but that's how I feel about it, is like, I'm trying to be so nice and I'm trying to be so kind. And like, one reason not to yell at people in life is that the person you're yelling at doesn't realize that they're the 15th ding-a-ling you've run into today. They're just somebody trying to help.
But that's the thing. Do you, I mean, do they not know that? Like, you've got to
Is this your first day?
You've got to know that someone's being passed around. Like, and I mean, it's by design.
But like, but there's no continuity of care. There's no notes. There's no nothing. And you're like, you call back and say, oh, I was talking to Angela and they're really helpful. And it's like, no, there's no Angela here. Never has been. We don't have phones. Hello?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's kind of like when I realized, I don't know, I think it was on Reddit, like unethical life hacks, where if you want to hang up on someone but not really hang up, you just put your phone into airplane mode and says call failed instead of like call ended.
Oh, just, I would never do it. But the best trick for that is to have, you're going to have to practice this to get good at it. But it would basically be along the lines of, you know, you're talking to someone.
I hate this. I hate what you're doing. I hate what you're
doing.
It's
really important you cut yourself off in the middle of one of your...
I hate it. Oh, God, I hate this so much. I hate it.
But didn't it,
it
work? It. Didn't it work pretty well?
I hate it. I mean, oh, God, yes. It's so it's so bad. I hate it. Oh,
we've complained about customer service. We're back on the horse. We don't. Oh, do we have a challenge? Kind of have a challenge.
Well, that's the thing. The challenge was
to do something
with multiple monitors. Mm-hmm. But I can't do that. Also, hey everybody, if you want to give us money for more of this,
we're
audio
trying.
Program,
we're getting back on the horse.
We're back on the horse. Patreon.com/DoByFriday. We love your money. Thank you for your money. Please give us your money. I have $2,000 in the ether. I don't know how to get it back.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, ether as in the cryptocurrency?
No, with my monitor, because I'm supposed to initiate a return.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry. I thought you were talking about Ethereum, I guess.
No. And it's, that's funny. Yeah, no. I'm supposed to send back a monitor.
So the way it stands right now, and I guess at probably some point you're going to check back in with your Apple friends about this?
This might be an escalate, like, DM the Apple friend of, like, actual Apple friends of, like, really, what should I do here? Because they've sent me a return packing slip. I did not initiate a return. I don't have 40 pounds of monitor to send back.
It really is like something, speaking of Kafkaesque, it really is something like, I don't know if you're selling movie Brazil, but it really is like something from Brazil. It's like, say the number. Like, you're just no, I just want the steak. Say the number. that movie's good. That's a really good movie.
Director's cut or regular? I don't know which one I like more, but I know I like one of them more. It's like Blade Runner. I'm not sure which one I like.
I've become a much less interesting, much less controversial person. Like, for example, there's not a version of Alien I don't like. There's not really a version of Blade Runner that I hate. In some ways, I like the one with the voiceover because that's what I grew up with. It's not the best movie. But I like the final cut better than the director's cut for Blade Runner. For Brazil, I think are there three? I want to say there's theatrical, which is the happy ending, right?
Yeah,
and then I want to say that he never got a proper like director's like a Snyder cut. But then there was one that was it the director's cut?
I'm not sure. It was like on a DVD and then it got on the internet. I'm not sure.
Oh my God, I got cucked so bad with buying. For example, I did buy the director's cut of Blade Runner, which, you know, if you're going to be picky about this stuff, in my opinion, is not as good as the final cut of Blade Runner. But actually, Blade Runner hasn't aged as well as I would like to think, if I'm being honest. It's still a landmark. It's still almost impossible to enjoy Blade Runner because of how many movies have borrowed from Blade Runner.
That's why I think Blade Runner has, I would say, aged well in terms of, I don't know. I think there's two types of aging well.
Oh, there's the not aged well of, like, you know, John Mulaney's jokes. You did that really funny bit with Bill Hader. Oh yeah, but like there was a funny bit. Who was it? Cicely, what's her head? Strong said to him, like, "Oh yeah, you wrote that really funny bit." Somebody's on the show when he hosted a few weeks ago. Was like, "Yeah, you wrote that really funny bit." No, it was Tina Fey in the Five Timers Club. Oh yeah, you wrote that really funny bit with Bill Hader, and then you did like 800 other things that haven't aged well. Yeah. This place has everything.
Oh God, but if you,
my son, that's my all-time favorite. The Anderson Cooper marriage scene still makes me happy. There's no reason in a million years. I'm talking here about Stefan. There's no reason in a million years it made sense to put the resources that they did into the Anderson Cooper wedding. Have you seen it?
I feel like I have, but I don't know if I. This was a Stefan thing? I don't know.
So, you know, this started. Yeah, Stefan started as the very first Stefan sketch is funny but different. The very first Stefan sketch is really closer to like a Tim Robinson Round Ball Rock, where Stefan is, it's him and somebody else, and they're in like a pitch meeting for something. And it's basically a fully formed Stefan. The one person who I think, well, God, I want to say Vince, what's his head, but I'm not sure. They're like pitching this thing. And then Stefan's like, yes. And then and coming up with all the insane worlds that like you would then see, you know, on Weekend Update. But then they figured out, him and Mulaney figured out, number one, we got to do this character. It's going to be on here. And then the bit, supposedly, and I do believe this because Bill Hader doesn't really break very often. The idea was he and Mulaney and Hader would write the Stefan bits together. And maybe I think I know Seth Meyers was involved because he's the originator of Hat on a Hat. But there would always be at least one bit that they would work in that Bill Hader had never seen until it was on a cue card, and mm-hmm. he'd have to read it, and that's when he, you know about this, and that's when he would like
yep.
fall apart.
And that's yeah, and I totally buy
it's that,
it.
It's because... that thing. It's that thing where like a midget is a bath mat, and he'll have to like, but it's so goddamn funny. But there's all these characters, you know, like Baby Bok Choy and like all these mm-hmm. DJ Baby Bok Choy. There's all these characters over time that have built up. And the final episode, I guess it was, was it Bill Hader's final episode? Seth Meyers? Might be Seth Meyers. They did a filmed bit where Stefan's going to marry.
Yes. Oh, it all came.
And
oh,
all the characters,
yes,
all the characters
there
are there.
Yes. Yeah. Holy shit. There we go. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm back.
It's unbelievable. How are we getting out of this?
Oh, God. I don't. Well, that's the thing. UPS took my monitor. Are you who stole your monitor? FedEx? Like they peanut buttered.
It's like I say, the reason the confusion for me has been. Like I say, at least with iPhones, which is the other kind of UPS delivery I would like very fervently watch, usually time was, I can't say for now, but time was, you know, in simpler times, you would get a notification about a week before it was supposed to arrive. And it would say very specifically, your iPhone X is leaving Shenzhen or whatever. Like it would say, like very specifically, it's leaving that place with the Mike Daisy episode. Like it's all it is there now.
Sorry, I forgot about that man too. It'll be in notes. I'm sorry.
It's not falling.
All right.
But then you track it, and you see it go, and say, okay, now it's at Long Beach, and then it's at blah, and then like you know, so. I really, really want this fucking monitor. I saw one in the store, my kid and I, when I bought my Mac Studio last week.
It's so bright.
Oh, my God. So I bought a Mac Studio in the store last week. I bought the nice one. And I'm glossing over that, so I don't have to talk about it and sound like a fancy. But while we were there, of course, we looked at these screens.
Patreon.com/DoByFriday, because I have a lot of questions about it, Duchess. Okay, so you saw the monitor. I've also seen the monitor. I'm so wet.
Oh, my God. It's so popping bright. Unless I'm missing something, this is a fucking bright monitor. And Daddy's eyes ain't good. I need it.
That's the thing is like we have both seen this display before because it is just the same one in the iMac 5K or whatever. 26.
I think it's nittier.
Really? Oh,
it doesn't
okay.
Have more nits.
Okay. I'm not I don't remember.
Anyway, in any case, it's beautiful and it's bright and I love it very much. So instead of contra what would usually happen with like, hey, your iPhone is blah, it's said preparing to ship. Fucking hate preparing to ship. Preparing to ship. I want to see that for one day. I want to see it for one day. I want to see like order received for 2 weeks. I want to see preparing to ship for half a day. I want to see shipped. And then like, that's what I want to see. That makes me feel better. So it was preparing to ship until like as of last. So like I'm on Pacific time. We did our break and then did the member episode with Syracuse. So that would be 5, 6, 7, 3. So as of like, 9:30 your time last night, dude, still preparing to ship. And then eventually last night it clicked over to Ontario. It looks like Ontario, Canada, but it's Ontario, California, which is a UPS hublet. So it went from to like, you know, in the Bay Area mostly, which is weird. And I asked Syracuse, so you had mentioned something. Well, am I talking out of school? Where you said you've heard some rumors and kerfuffle that there's some bullshit going on with Apple deliveries and cockups, and I
what have you heard? Like from just like literally dozens of people because you know bitching.
A lot of people like, ordered this monitor.
Oh, yeah. Well, not just the monitor. With the M1, especially the Airs, like and from people who you know computers are not their jobs, and they're like, yeah, it showed up one day, or similar to me, it returned to. To the delivery facility, and it's like, well, what do I know now?
I hate it so much. I'm so first world that like it really breaks my heart when that happens. Like it feels so unnecessary. Why did this happen?
Well, that's the thing. It's not first world. It's like if you had, it's not first world. It's I don't know. Like
it's doing what you said you're gonna do. It's integrity.
It's I mean.
What's funny about that? You think integrity's funny? Fuck off!
Integrity Farms.
Hi, Integrity Farms remembers. Have you ever put a full cow's titty in your mouth and sucked it out real slow? Have you ever had the milky sensations of being raised around rabbit animals? Have you ever had your fancy Duchess display returned to the depot? You ever wondered what the fuck's going on in Tennessee and why Steven even laid out a tarp? Integrity Farms remembers.